Good morning. Welcome. Here in Florida, spring is coming at us like a snowstorm with all the pollen. Lots of people are suffering with eyes itching and noses. As beautiful as spring is, as wonderful as it is, it really is. Woo. Life force just can't ignore it. These seasons that we go through over and over again have been going on ever since this planet existed. All of us go through these seasons. No matter how we identify ourselves, Buddha held up a flower and Mahakasapa smiled. Mahakasapa smiled because there's just one. All the others who looked and said, "What is this flower? Why is he holding up a flower?" Right there is the first koan of their lives. What is that? A koan for me is like this obstacle that we present to ourselves that's unsolvable. Why? Because it's a projection, something we've created in our thinking about how things are. There's a separation. Us, them, flower, me. I think every time we sit down to practice and to meditate, we are resolving this. The meditation by itself, just as it is illuminating. It's awakening. Already by just simply sitting and letting go. It is smiling with Buddha. It's not different. Time and space is a construct. This existence, here we are, 2024. And at the same time, we are over 2,500 years ago at this very same place of smiling at the flower. I know this is bewildering because it's not something that can be explained. As though you just turn it around. And it no longer has the same effect. Or you just be still for a moment and let it be. Also, like smiling at the flower. Trying to make it into something, having it have some great meaning, it's just a distraction. Already you see, already you hear, before there's this I that is saying, I see, I hear. Just let it be. You see, you hear, here we are. This holding up of the flower is so profound that it gets missed. And that's what happens in our everyday lives. Life is profound, but we miss it because we're making it into something. The sheer beauty, the sheer abundance of life's ever-changing energy is missed because we're complaining about the pollen. When we sit and we have pain in our legs or our back, if we're smiling at the flower, pain isn't hurting. You see, it's just this. It's just, okay, this is what's happening right now with this body experience. But that's not it. Beyond this body, this product of these forces and energy that creates this substance, all of this changes and goes away and becomes something else. But this creative principle or smiling at the flower doesn't change. I try to figure all these different ways of talking about our nature. I try to find all these ways to express what this is. All of it's just a real waste of time. Just look at the flower and smile. So I'm sorry I'm wasting your time this morning. I hope you enjoy your day. Just put it down. Let it be. I'm open to any questions or comments. Yes.
So, what you are talking about is I build my prison. Yes, I build my prison because, do you know, I built my cage because the way of my thinking is dualistic. So, and the way of my thinking is in a dualistic state. So, and the issue, and that is okay because that is the creation.
Yeah.
Okay. But at the same time, I mean, today I was thinking, how can I work with my mood? You know, my mood.
Yes.
Because mood is something has to do with a way of thinking that is clinging to something particular. So, and even the way of try to liberate myself, it's another type of clinging. Do you know? And maybe the spiritual way of my thinking is the worst cage of my how to say? So it is what you describe is sometimes in the Zen, the great masters say, live now in the present moment. So do you know my experience is that now does not exist. Do you know I used to perceive that as a present moment. So even if I put myself in the present moment, again, is me and the present moment.
Yeah.
So I had to surrender myself to that is beyond my way of thinking. Do you know? And but I had to pass through different stages of way of thinking. Because when we are talking about thinking is I think with my brain, sometimes when I do Shazen, I'm sleeping, do you know? And sometimes it is a different way of thinking is cutting through things. And that has not to do with my effort. I cannot create that. That it comes and takes me. So it is difficult to describe that, you know, just I give a prescription of that. So, yes, to be just to smile is like see a little children, you see that is so innocent. It's because for that reason, Jesus, he say, the kingdom of heaven belongs to the kids, to the children, because they are innocent. They don't discriminate. They eat the banana. And just they eat the banana, they are happy.
Very good. What can I say? Keep smiling.
Yes.
Beautiful. Yeah, I concur with everything that you said. It's my experience too. That cutting through is not something you can take credit for. I cut through. Yeah. Thank you. Anything else? Well, thanks again. Be well, you guys. Thank you.
Along with the pollen.
Yes.